It's time to carve a pumpkin, cause it's Halloween tonight. Your kid got so much candy,
he got more than enough.
So when it's finally bedtime, you eat his Reese's Cups.
It's time to trick-or-treat now.
All the most sensational, deviational, celebrational, deformational.
This is why we call it Halloween.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
I just posted this. Dear Diary, the 7 a.m. temperature this morning is 74 degrees, period. Tomorrow morning at this hour, we will be 40 degrees colder on the first morning of November, exclamation. Timing is everything. Your friend, Rich. Dramatic cold front moving through the area today. It's already raining in the Prattville area, and the rain will be spreading across the river region, and it's going to be a wet commute for many. Over the next 2 hours, the front will actually move through the river region. In fact, I expect that to be probably a done deal by about 9 or 9:30. And then there'll be some showers behind it, but the winds will pick up and the temperature will drop like a rock. First to the 60s, then to the 50s, then to the 40s. We'll be in the mid-30s tomorrow morning. Strong northwesterly winds at 12 to 22 miles per hour will add insult to injury. What a bite that will add to the air later. It's going to be pretty cool if you're in my business. Tomorrow, what a change. Sunshine, breezy, cool, upper 50s to near 60, back to the 30s Friday night and Saturday night. Right now this morning, 74 degrees, waiting for the rain, a 6-mile-an-hour breeze from the southwest at 7:03. By the time Smokehouse Pit Barbecue opens at 11 o'clock this morning, it's going to be a little chilly, and a little barbecue is going to sound really great. They're on Main Street in Millbrook. They first opened their doors in 1990, but I guess you might say about 3 weeks ago they had a grand rededication. They had the mayor there, and they had they cut the ribbon, and boy, oh boy, they're doing things right up there. They have the only closed brick pit barbecue in Alabama, 5, as a matter of fact. And the Boston Butts cook for 11 to 12 hours straight in the middle of the night until they're ready to go at lunchtime. And then, of course, you got the barbecue chicken, the ribs, the barbecue turkey as well. How about the chicken wings and the side items? Well, I've been telling you about the side items. Some of my favorites are the Brunswick stew, the barbecue baked beans. Oh, I watched them make the potato salad. It is so good. Because everybody's potato salad's different, you got to try theirs out. Homemade chips, all kinds of stuff. And by the way, on game day, they have a full-service bar now at Smokehouse Pit Barbecue. 8 beers on tap, all kinds of bottled beer as well. Super cold beer at 30 degrees, I'm told. They open at 11 o'clock Tuesday through Thursday. Actually, they're open every day except Sunday and Monday, all right? They open at 11 o'clock. Smokehouse Pit Barbecue, you know you want some.
Where have I heard that before? Smokehouse, I know when I'm going to be there. That's the day of the Millbrook Christmas Parade.
Yes, sir.
That's a family tradition.
Sure.
Get to the parade early, so we're all lined up and ready to go. Walk over, and you just follow the aroma. Because the parade ground is adjacent to them, about a block away.
Yeah.
But even a block away, that smell just...
They've remodeled it, and there's even an area outside with a pit, with a kind of a fire pit, so you can kind of hang out there and on game day. That's pretty cool.
I'm looking forward to it. It is 5 minutes after 7 o'clock. We'll let the traffic dungeon back with our most electrifying story.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic, and on this Halloween morning, we have a fright, an accident at the corner of Congressman Dickinson and Gunner Park Drive. Be careful there, especially if you're coming in on 231. The Eastern Boulevard, Northeastern Boulevard are getting very busy. Atlanta Highway is picking up some cars. We have a smooth ride through downtown Montgomery on the interstates. And don't forget, the school zones are in effect now all over the listening area. Watch out for the kids. Watch out for the buses. And we will keep you updated all morning long. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota, now open on Sundays after church from noon until 6. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Who is this guy? found us this morning. It's weird.
Tremendous. I'm the arrogant and cocky guy that you hate.
That's interesting.
He's right.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Here's someone disguised as Bert on the phone.
Hey, good morning, good morning. Listen, just want to give you a quick update. Eastern Boulevard, just before Twain Curve, there are four cars that have had an accident on top of the bridge. Ooh. Over Weir's Ferry.
Okay.
Traffic backed up from hell to breakfast.
Wow.
We appreciate the heads up on that. We'll get that info down to the Traffic Dungeon and Skipper. Thank you.
All right. You bet. Bye.
Thanks.
All right.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
We always celebrate the accomplishments of people a little long in the tooth. The oldest team in baseball won it all last night.
Here it is! The Washington Nationals are world champions for the first time in franchise history.
So many unique things about the series.
Oh my God. The list is a mile long.
It is. But that's, you know, for baseball fans, that's one of the reasons you love it, because you can go to a game and see something that's never happened before.
Right.
One thing that pops into mind, it was just a regular at bat, not an important game, and the guy swung like Superman at the ball, but just nicked the very end of the bat on the side of the ball, and it went spinning towards the dugout, but when it hit the ground, the backspin caused it to go fair before it got to first place.
Cool?
That ball was 20 feet foul. This isn't one of those little squigglers that you can't be sure of. It literally made a left-hand turn to go back into fair territory.
Here's an amazing thing. The pitcher for the Nationals last night was in so much pain on Sunday morning that he couldn't put his own clothes on. His wife had to help him.
Yeah.
He couldn't get up. He couldn't move. And he pitched the game and won last night.
That is Max Scherzer. And, yeah, he kept him in the game. He kept it close, only two runs, gave him five innings. And the guy that pitched and lost the night before had a good outing last night, too. So you never know. It's just that's baseball. And all 23 of the people that we've registered here in the River Region know that to be true. Don't forget Mr. Electric for all your electric needs. Installation service 245-1566 to learn more about. What you love is you have an appointment time. That's when they arrive. They give you upfront pricing. No games, no shenanigans, and the best master certified electricians on the planet.
I need to call them again today. So it's, what is it, 245-1566, you
said? That is the number, yes.
Yeah, I need to call them.
I got to call them, too. Found another thing that is not working. Don't mess with electricity. Call Mr. Electric. Local news, and then Jay has random facts that'll be followed by our $10 food outlet pop quiz.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. There is now a $30,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the people involved in the disappearance of 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard. The UFC is offering $25,000 on top of $5,000 from Governor Kay Ivey's office. The Frontier Spinning Mills plant in Elmore County will close at the end of the year. Elmore County Commission Chair Troy Stubbs says they learned of this closing through a fax sent to the Wetumpka Mayor's Office and the Elmore County Commission. The closure will impact close to 150 jobs. And the Elmore County Commission has approved a $1.23 million bid for the construction of a new Sheriff's Operation building. The old building was damaged by the tornado that hit Wetumpka back in January. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
We love shopping at Kaiser. The staff and service is great, and Stella always helps us find the exact right piece.
At Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, we have exciting new furniture arriving, including two new lines you'll love. Save up to 60% on furniture we need to move for the new lines. Open a Synchrony account, and you may qualify for a $50 gift card and get up to 18 months interest-free financing. Remember, our sales tax is only 8.25%. Shop Wiser, buy Kaiser, and be ready for the holidays. 4044 Wetumpka Highway.
See Kaiser for details on how to receive the gift card and special financing. Some restrictions apply.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
October 31st is National Knock Knock Day. I just love a good knock knock joke. Ooh, there's someone knock knocking at my door. Who's there?
Trick or treat.
Trick or treat who?
Do you have any candy?
Well, that wasn't a very good knock knock joke at all. Oh, well, have a happy National Knock Knock Day.
And now,
knock knock.
Who's there?
Random.
Random who?
Random facts.
Oh, we did it. You didn't give me the random who.
Oh, I thought
Jay did it. But we still hit it. We
I thought
it
I was supposed to do knock knock. I mean, who? Who's there? I'm sorry.
That's fine. We made it.
You
it
did
worked.
A good, you did a good who.
All right.
And you did a good why.
For the West Coast feed, we'll fix that.
It was fine. Okay. I was. We did it.
Good.
Yep.
Great.
These are all random facts that have to do with Halloween.
All right.
So cool. I thought I would theme it a little
spooky.
Bit for you.
Can I play Halloween music behind you?
If you want to, that's fine.
I mean, not overwhelming you, just behind you. People, remember, you got to make notes here.
Spooky.
Like you're calling a cat over.
Now here's Jay Scott.
Oh. Wow, that makes it ominous.
Who's there?
Random who?
Oh, brother.
Did you know that Charles Schulz, creator of the Peanuts there, he was not a fan of Santa Claus?
Really?
Yeah. That's why the original Christmas special that the Peanuts do is about the Nativity.
Right.
Rather than Santa.
Very
In
good
fact,
point.
The Halloween special about the Great Pumpkin is about a Santa-like figure not actually showing up.
Interesting. Yeah, and I watch that every year, too.
Yeah, I never made the connection whatsoever.
No, that's a good point that you're making there. Interesting.
So, did you know that, and this comes from the everybody knows this department.
Okay.
The mask worn by Michael Myers in the Halloween movie franchise, originally a mask of William Shatner's face, bought at a costume shop. It was modified during film production to the way the mask looks in the film. Speaking of Halloween, the film, the budget for the original 1978 film Halloween was very, very small.
How small was it, Jerry?
$300,000.
$300,000, exactly right.
And how much did the movie make? Do you know?
The movie grossed $47 million.
That's gross.
But it was so small that the actor playing Michael Myers was paid $20 a day.
Yeah.
And the mask was purchased at a local costume shop for $1.29.
Now, you wonder when, you know, everybody knows they're kind of buying into a small budget project, but when it does that well, do you think they go back and reward the people that helped make the movie?
No.
No, they go back and they put it into the next film and then whatever else.
Cheap bastards.
The Paranormal Activity, of course, is one of the most successful films, not just horror films, but films.
That was only $60,000 to make that.
Well, I say successful in the sense that, it was about $10,000.
Really? That
Yeah.
Cheap?
It was about a $10,000 budget, and it made millions. Now, Blair Witch Project, $60,000. And its total was $248 million.
Jeez.
So, Talk about a return on
investment. I know.
Yep.
Would have liked to have been a backer in that one, right?
And who was one of the great, help me, B-movie directors of all time who did a lot of those horror movies? Do you know who I'm talking about?
Hammer?
That's not the name that comes to mind.
Are you talking about an actor or producer?
Producer.
Hmm.
Yeah. He made a lot of those movies, and he made them for not much money.
Wasn't there a movie about him?
I think there was.
Ed Wood.
So you know what?
Well, there was Ed Wood, but then there was also the Ed Wood was the director, but there was a producer who did the giant ant flicks.
Somebody's going to call and tell us.
Yeah, I can't remember. Anyway, did you know that the Hallow in Halloween refers to saints?
Yes.
Halloween is a contraction of Hallow's Even or Hallow's Evening.
Yes.
And is the eve of Western Christian Feast of All Hallows Day.
You know where I just heard that?
I don't know.
On the timeline.
The timeline.
This morning.
Oh. Did I come into the time? I think I came in. Oh, yeah, I did come in late to the timeline. By the time Witchy Woman came on.
Witchy's Woman.
Yeah. Is it Witchy's Woman? What is it?
Richie's Woman.
Oh, Richie's Woman. Gotcha.
Ooh, Richie's Woman.
The holiday that generates the most sales from candy in the United States is not Halloween.
Would that be Valentine's?
It is not Valentine's.
Easter.
It is Easter.
Whoa!
How did I know that?
Whoa!
With nearly $1 billion more in sales
for
candy.
It's all those chocolate eggs.
Yeah. Speaking of, tomorrow is one of the many chocolate discount days.
Yeah, that's right. The cool thing, though, about Easter is it's the best quality candy holiday. Let's face it, if somebody gives you a Whitman sampler, they're telling you to buzz off. That's like, I really don't think about it.
What creativity?
Or,
you know, is that, how long did you spend on thinking about that?
Yeah, and on Easter, nobody gets orange and peanuts.
Well, the only way I quantify it is on Halloween, Valentine's Day, ain't getting Cadbury cream eggs. It's only Easter.
That's true.
And that's the one I love.
I like to hollow them out with my tongue.
Man, get Reese cups anytime, but for the seasonal candy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Hey, kids, you're getting Reese's cups at my house tonight.
And I'd say...
Or Hershey's, the fun size.
Yeah. I'll hand out eggnog.
I'm giving away menthol cigarettes. Menthol Meredith is coming over. We're going to work together.
You got to hose kids with the eggnog.
Did you know that no cases of strangers hurting children by hiding poisons or sharp objects in candy have ever been proven?
Oh, so that's all
urban legend.
That's myth.
However, in rare cases, and one particular one in Deer Park, Texas, that was family members have used the story to try to cover up murder or accidental deaths. Mm. And some children have copycatted the story and pretended that it was the work of a stranger.
I see.
If you ever look up that Deer Park story, I'm not even going to go there. Coming up on Random Facts, I'll do the tease here. There's a certain tradition in Des Moines, Iowa for Halloween that is not Halloween, but I'll tell you about that.
Okay.
We'll talk about the cats of Halloween, so a little cat fact for you. We've also got a BBC One broadcast in 1992 that has never been shown again. And ghost stories and the origin of those, plus the Saw movie franchise. We'll talk about that as well, coming up on the second part of Random Facts.
I see, Saw.
I'm going to take a risky click here.
Go ahead, grab the phone. I don't know who it is.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's David.
Hey, David, good morning. How are you?
I kind of figured.
I'm well, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, it's kind of strange calling you. I thought it'd be right in the middle of Random Facts.
Well, your call was spooky.
We split Random Facts now, so your timing was perfect.
Yes, and we have to do a traffic update after we talk to you, so we break here anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
So welcome.
All right. Hi.
Well, good. Good morning. Am I on the air?
You're live on the air.
I am, okay.
In stereo.
Live. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Yeah, happy Halloween. And, you know, where my house is, no kids come. Because they'd have to...
You live in a cemetery?
Out of the way. Just about. Next to the school. But, yeah, no kids ever come. We tried and tried the first 5 or 10 years we were here, and of course, I don't mind eating all the candy later.
Yeah, of course not.
Yeah. But so much for that. But our sale continues. Our mailbook store you know, we're going to get into the final weeks, hopefully out late November, well, probably first week of December, but we're really marking stuff down because I got a lot of stuff up there I need to clear out. So if you need a mattress, headboard, beds, odd furniture, bedroom furniture pieces or something, come see us. Got great buys up there. But I also am marking down a bunch of stuff in Montgomery because anything I have left over up there, I'm going to have to bring to my Montgomery store, so I have to start making room in it. So got great deals on great mattresses. Diamond mattresses from California are fabulous. My Serta Perfect Sleepers, my Beauty Vest, my Jameson Latex and stuff, all marked down right now. So come see us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery, across from the Dairy Queen. In Millbrook, we're on Highway 14, 3 miles from the interstate, in a little shopping center next to the Citgo station, and we're open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday.
You know, if I was a little taller, I would go trick-or-treating as Mr. Sandman.
Oh, yeah.
All you need is a robe and a bucket of sand and walk around spilling sand everywhere.
Well, the problem is there are several different versions of Mr. Sandman.
Oh.
Some of them are friendly trick-or-treating types. Some of them are really scary trick-or-treating types. So
the Mr. Sandman mask is very popular again.
Big seller at Dollar General.
Oh, okay, good. I have to go get me one of those.
We thank
see
you,
what
sir.
I look like.
Have a good
thank
one.
You.
All right, 7:23 back with part two of Random Facts. Remember, it's all followed by a $10 food outlet pop quiz.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, it is a scary Halloween morning. Highway 231 out of Wetumpka, we have an accident at Redland Road. Watch out for emergency vehicles right there. Hopefully that'll be out of the way shortly. Eastern Boulevard at Ware's Ferry, we have an accident there. Watch out for emergency vehicles responding. Taylor Road on the ramp to I-85 southbound, we have an accident there. A disabled vehicle right near Court Street. It is off on the side of the road, but if you are coming up I-65 northbound, exiting onto 85, there is debris in the road reported there. Hopefully they'll get that out of the way shortly, but use caution there. And please drive carefully this morning. We will keep you updated. Register now for a 37-week plumber's course at Trenum State Community College. Tuition and fees are covered by scholarship funds. 30 students only. Call Trenum State, 420-4276. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth Advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now let's return to part two of Jay Scott's Halloween.
Random facts.
Random facts.
Yes. Who's there?
Did you? You're really on a delay today, aren't you?
Random who?
Who's there? Oh, jeez.
Did you know her in Des Moines, Iowa?
Kids go trick-or-treating on October 30th, which is called Beggar's Night. Kids have to tell a joke or a riddle if they want to get candy. That's a tradition in Des Moines.
That's why I refuse to take a job there.
And we told you what happens on October 30th in Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah, they burn the city down.
Devil's Night.
But that's Detroit. That's Detroit, a real tradition. Yeah, right. It's not crime.
Yeah. The way Halloween came to be with the costumes and that sort of thing was because beggars would go around door to door and ask for food or money or something. They would beg. And the high society flutin' folks, those mm-hmm. people, mm-hmm. decided to dress up as beggars yeah. and do the same thing. They would also go door to door and beg as well, but they would be dressed up
you.
As some of the
Would beggars be in tuxedos, I wonder?
No. They would dress up. They would dress down, obviously. They would look like, you know.
No, me on a typical weekday morning.
Same here.
Can you believe our TV friends dressed up and we didn't? That's okay.
I didn't send a memo saying they were going to do it.
No, I didn't know anything about that.
They did a good job, though.
They did.
And it was appropriate. It was clever and appropriate.
Wasn't anything risque.
It was a little tough today because we, and I don't, for those who don't know, we have picture. Today
it's
is picture day for us.
Yeah. It's picture day, like it, when you were in school.
You may or may not see the result of those. That sure is still out. Yeah, exactly.
I hope it's not raining like bejeebers when we have to go over. Where is that? Down, up
near Jackson Hospital.
Yeah.
Swell.
Swell. I don't use that word enough.
Clark, that's swell.
Jimmy Olsen.
Mr. and Mrs. Cleaver, this swell.
Did you know that many cat shelters will not let you adopt black cats around Halloween?
Because they think they're going to be just used as a prop.
Just used as a prop or posing with their costume or just completely abandoned afterwards. In fact, Halloween's not a great time for the cats at all. So for those of you who kind of let your cat wander around as far as in and out, come and go type of thing, keep them inside tonight. In fact, keep all your pets inside tonight. Mm. Not only for the dogs that are going to go nuts every time the door rings.
Yeah.
Well, that's another thing.
Yeah. So, but, just think about things. Yeah. Some people are just not nice at all.
Yeah.
So, did you know on Halloween in 1992, BBC One broadcast a show called Ghost Watch? It was a mockumentary horror film. It appeared to be a real news show, and it caused public panic and outrage.
Sounds like,
Yeah. It reportedly caused three premature labors, and the BBC received 30,000 complaints.
Wow.
Despite having a cult following now, it has never since been shown on UK TV.
Wow, I never heard of it, but it just sounds like War of the Worlds, doesn't it?
Yeah. Kind of want to see it.
I bet it's available on... You think YouTube would have it or something like that? I wonder.
The premise of Ghost Watch was that a small team of investigators was staking out a haunted house, while Michael Parkinson, who is widely known and trusted as an interviewer and presenter, served as the host back at the TV studio. At the end, Parkinson acted as if he'd become possessed by a spirit revealed in the earlier part of the show, implying that the spirit had been spread throughout England via the broadcast itself. He was not an actor, but he did a convincing job, and it freaked out a large number of viewers.
Interesting. Never heard of it, but now you got me wanting to see it.
I know. Ghost Watch.
I am making a note on my things to do today.
All right. Did you know that telling ghost stories around a fire was not originally a Halloween thing? It was a Christmas Eve tradition. It started with Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, which is a ghost story, and that became an annual tradition throughout the Victorian era, and only changed when Halloween became popular in the 1920s.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
As referenced in that Andy Williams song, It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
Oh, yeah?
Did you ever see the making of that movie about the making of A Christmas Carol? You know, it's a theatrical, it's a movie.
No.
It's a movie movie.
I'm not.
Oh, it's the last couple of years. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah. Mm. No, the lines in the most wonderful, there'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out of the snow.
Yeah.
There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of old glories of Christmases long, long ago.
Right. Wow. Nice.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And finally, did you know that every time a Saw movie was released, and there's been seven of them, and they almost came out yearly. I think they pretty much did come out every year after the first one. But every time a Saw movie was released, a Halloween blood drive would take place where mobile blood stations would pop up around the United States where blood donators, if you went in and donated blood, you receive a free movie ticket to go see the film.
Is that right?
A total of 120,000 pints of blood has been donated for these Halloween blood drives, resulting in over 360,000 lives being saved.
That's a great story.
And that is your Halloween Random Facts.
All right, we hope you're paying attention. We have a $10 food outlet pop quiz question coming up in just a moment. I was looking at jbroof.com. Jones Brothers Roofing has been in business since 1944, before the end of World War II. That means 85 years. That is so incredibly impressive. And it speaks to their reputation, because in that particular business, roofing, which is what their first love was, reputation means everything. And those of you who went through situations like Opal or some of the, you know, strong storm things and had roof damage, all of a sudden everybody needs a roofer, and there are people that take advantage of people in those situations.
Sure. Ivan was a good example, yeah.
Ask for a large cash deposit and are never seen again. When you call Jones Brothers, you are calling a company with 85 years of integrity, and that makes a big difference. They also offer other services like vinyl siding, replacement windows and doors, and they do fantastic installations, because it's not just putting the screws in the right place to make sure the door is hung properly, but to make sure the paint is touched up and matched. They're really, really good at that, including when there's a stain in the ceiling from water. They got to send somebody in to fix that up. And whoever does it is a true artiste, because you had to use them a couple of times. 800-264-8009 is their number, 800-264-8009, or browse their impressive catalog of creations at jbroof.com. Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Now, we're going back to part one of Random Facts when I was on a roll with the Halloween film franchise.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the very first film from 1978. The budget was really small, just about $300,000 from the budget for that one. How much did the guy who was playing Michael Myers get paid per day?
272-9228 is our number. 272-9228. First person with the correct answer wins at 7:33.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, it is a scary Halloween morning. Highway 231 out of Wetumpka, we have an accident at Redland Road. Watch out for emergency vehicles right there. Hopefully that'll be out of the way shortly. Eastern Boulevard at Ware's Ferry, we have an accident there. Watch out for emergency vehicles responding. Taylor Road on the ramp to I-85 southbound, we have an accident there. A disabled vehicle right near Court Street. It is off on the side of the road, but if you are coming up I-65 northbound, exiting onto 85, there is debris in the road reported there. Hopefully they'll get that out of the way shortly, but use caution there. And please drive carefully this morning. We will keep you updated. Register now for a 37-week plumber's course at Trenton State Community College. Tuition and fees are covered by scholarship funds. 30 students only. Call Trenton State, 420-4276. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been in a wreck, don't call one of those out-of-town lawyers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyer.
At 7:34, let's find ourselves a winner. And Amanda, you get first crack at this one.
Morning, guys.
How are you?
Doing well. Was it $20 a day?
That is correct. That's what we need.
Yep.
That's right. You got it.
You know, it would be appropriate if we could give you a $20 Food Outlet gift certificate, but it's for $10, and that still goes about $20 distance compared to the chain stores, so you'll do well.
Hey, tell me this.
The
mask that he wore was actually a mask fashioned out of whose face?
Wasn't it William Shatner?
You're right. Yay! About that.
Good work, Amanda. You hang on.
Thank you.
Jay's going to talk to you now.
Uncle Jay.
Let's give a quick but big Warhawk welcome to Master Thespian.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have my cape from Discount Dracula on.
Hey, very good. Would you like to hear The Haunted House, Real American?
Oh, yes. I love that one.
I'll play it out of this break coming up.
Now, was Wes Craven the guy you were thinking about, the B-movie?
Oh, I think, yeah. Author. He was certainly a famous one, no doubt about it. I don't know if that's the one that they made the movie about, but he would take a small budget and turn it into big dollar movies. But
yeah, I remember there was a story too. Dementia 13 was a movie he made with Jack Nicholson in it.
Right.
But he was actually like an assistant director on another film. So at night, when the other film crew was away, he was filming his movie on the set of another movie.
Right.
In order to save money. So.
He was a famous penny pitcher.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. All right, we all have fun, and happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween!
Thank you. Big Warhawk, goodbye. And Tommy B, we got a winner. We just want to say thanks for trying.
Yeah, that's no problem. I was going to just, I knew she'd probably get it. I'm just going to tell y'all good morning, and stay dry today.
We appreciate you calling. Thank
very
you.
Very much. Thanks, Tommy. Good guy.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
I just had a lady type on my Facebook page, where's this supposed rain? And I came back with a radar picture. Here's the supposed rain, and there's a lot of it. It's moving. It's closing in on the river region here right now. Raining in some places already. Raining in Prattville. Raining about to rain in Millbrook. And the rain will envelop the river region as we go through the next hour and a half. And by the way, following that rain, you get into the colder air on the other side of the front. Not that you couldn't get rain on the other side of the front, because there will be some showers, but dramatically cooler air coming in. The front passes through but between 9 and 9:30-ish here in central Alabama. We fall from the 70s to the 60s to the 50s to the 40s, mid-30s tonight. I think during the trick-or-treat hours, we're dry, but breezy and blustery. So moms, make sure the kids have something warm to wear. Northwest winds at 12 to 22 miles per hour will add a bite to the air. And we fall to the mid-30s by first thing tomorrow morning. At this hour tomorrow morning, it'll be about 35 degrees. What a change. Then sunshine, breezy, cool, maybe 59 tomorrow, back to the 30s again Friday and Saturday night, and over the weekend, highs in the low 60s. Right now this morning, waiting for the rain, 74 degrees. Remember that at this hour here at 7:38.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
I'm sure Wendell J. is gearing up for accidents because the rain is coming in, and boy, oh boy, I hope everybody gets through the morning without an accident. Montgomery Paint and Body is ready to serve you. They've been serving the River Region for over 35 years right now. One of their customers has been with them for more than 30 years, and he's speaking to you right now. That's right. I've been taking my cars there. I started taking when they were in their location off the Northeastern Bypass. Now they're off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane. But if you're in business for 35 years and you're in the paint and body business, you must be doing something right, and they are. They're very thorough, and they always have been, and they're straight shooters. The insurance company loves them. And by the way, they're not satisfied with fixing the damage you can see. No, Donnie and Brandon and the entire crew at Montgomery Paint and Body, they're going to fix the damage you can't see behind the panel, under the chassis, all right? So give them a call. The phone number is easy, 27-WRECK-WITH-A-W. Gosh, I hope you don't need it this morning. 27-WRECK-WITH-A-W. Montgomery Paint and Body, just remember, they are the folks that will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
All right, coming up, we have Fox Business. We're going to go back to the traffic dungeon. There is so much going on today. The traffic alone.
You're going to be scared right out of your pants.
And there's already a bunch of places you want to avoid. And we'll do a conundrum, win $10 of great food from the Seafood Bistro.
Fox Business Report. Fiat Chrysler, the maker of Chrysler, Ram trucks, Dodge, and Jeep models, is merging with Francis PSA, the parent company of Peugeot. Wall Street Journal says the deal would instantly give Peugeot access to Fiat Chrysler showrooms across the U.S., including those selling Jeep SUVs and Ram trucks. Ford and the UAW have reached a tentative contract they negotiated for just 3 days. Apple and Facebook are reporting stronger than expected earnings. Dunkin' Brands says it's been selling more premium beverages, espresso and cold brews, and also more breakfast sandwiches. That helped it to a better-than-expected quarter. Sales were up. Its business was stronger than a year ago. But Wayfair is continuing to lose money. Its loss in the summer quarter was more than a year ago. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. forhims.com/joy.
From Alabama.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Frontier Spinning Mills plant in Elmore County will close at the end of the year. Elmore County Commission Chairman Troy Stubbs says they learned of the closing through a fax sent to the Wetumpka Mayor's Office and the Elmore County Commission. This closure will impact close to 150 jobs. There is now a $30,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the people involved in the disappearance of 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard. The UFC is offering $25,000 on top of $5,000 from Governor Kay Ivey's office. And the Elmore County Commission has approved a $1.23 million bid for the construction of a new Sheriff's Operation building. The old building was damaged by the tornado that hit Wetumpka back in January. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcasting. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Time for traffic.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we had an accident earlier, Redland Road and 231 coming out of Wetumpka. That accident is out of the way, but it may take you a light cycle or two to get through there. There was a lot of congestion. Be patient. Taylor Road, the ramp to I-85 southbound. We had an accident there, as well as Eastern Boulevard at Wares Ferry Road. Hopefully those are out of the way, but use caution in those areas. I-85 near Court Street, we had a disabled vehicle on the side of the road, an 18-wheeler. Use caution there. If you're coming into Montgomery, I-65 southbound exiting to I-85 on the ramp. We had a tire in the road. Hopefully somebody's got it out of the way by now, but use caution. You don't want to bend your car up by hitting a tire. Your office location says it all. Synova Center on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville gives you the distinction your business deserves. Call David McClinton for more information at 270-9177. Another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Over-the-Top Haunted House Actor.
Mr. Over-the-Top Haunted House Actor.
Yes, you failed at community theater, dinner theater, and as an usher at the movie theater. But now, it's Halloween, and the local haunted house needs an actor
to play a monster of mediocrity.
Scaring the crap out of little kids is an art.
It's the part you were born to play, yeah.
So the next time you're accosted by a maniacal master thespian with a plastic axe reciting Shakespeare to screaming children, ignore your punch reflex and cheer on Mr. Over-the-Top Haunted House Actor, a real American hero.
Mr. Over-the-Top Haunted House Actor.
Hey, they want you for the lead in next year's Renaissance Fair. Congrats.
And that's sent out with a big warhawk. Thank you to Master Thespian. That's his favorite Halloween bit here. I posted the William Shatner thing. I want to thank Wiley Poundstone for sending that in. I got a picture of Grand Dog.
Look at that.
Isn't that cute?
That is so cool.
It's not a contest.
These are dogs dressed up. Funny dog.
Posted that and asked listeners to post their favorite puppy pictures. This dog here. Oh, my goodness.
That's my favorite.
Can you say happy Halloween?
Oh, my goodness.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Guess who's here?
Jay Quellen.
Jay Quellen is here.
I get
the
whole Steven.
You want to go say hi to Mr. Rich?
You see that doggy? See that doggy?
I got news for you listening. This is the most
adorable
moment in radio history between Steven and Rich. I feel like I'm on a sugar high.
Pet that doggy, yeah.
Surprise! Introduce. Happy Halloween!
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice.
Can you say happy Halloween?
Oh, look at the those keto-friendly donuts.
I did keto-friendly yesterday for you.
Yeah, I have that.
It is full on Dunkin' Donuts.
It's a box of Krispy Kreme Halloween-themed donuts, and I want to eat every single one of them.
But we had to come say happy.
3 months of diligent keto. You excited it's Halloween, Steven?
I didn't know the mic was on. Can you say happy Halloween?
Happy Halloween.
Mic fry it. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. That's a good start.
Put him near the microphone.
Go ahead. You say happy
Halloween. We got to get Jacqueline and Steven on our social media.
You could totally do it. All right, well, I won't keep you. I just wanted to say happy Halloween.
Look at Bailey with the big swishy tail down there.
That doggy loves you, Steven.
Sweet, we're going to give the puppy hugs.
Go hug that puppy.
This is just so cute.
This is not the most adorable thing you've ever seen.
It is. I just said on the air.
Oh, I should have gotten that.
Give sweet Bailey hugs.
I should have got
this
that.
This moment has been
adorable.
Times two.
Oh, that's great.
For all you morning listeners.
Yeah. Now back to our radio program.
Oh, is that what we're doing here?
It's a radio program.
Thank you. Happy Halloween.
Thank you. That's great.
Nice pants.
Thanks. They're festive.
No, very fashionable. You are.
We are in the Halloween spirit.
Oh,
thanks for visiting us.
Yes.
Bye.
Well, now what do we do?
That's
been too much fun.
Sorry to interrupt there. Yeah.
Give me 30 seconds here. We'll be right back.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery starting Friday, November 1st and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. On Friday, November 22nd at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Jeep Compass Latitude, or Dodge Charger SXT. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
Look at my little four-legged friend. It's my invention. You know it's Halloween again. My dog's in a depression. It's not what he's used to. Has his French-made outfit on. He might try to bite you. I do it for attention. I dressed my dog, he don't like it. He shakes and then chews on it. I dressed my dog and it shows that I don't have a life cause I do this. It just looks wrong, I think it's right. Ticked off my chihuahua tonight. I dressed my dog.
At 7:50, I have a video posted this morning that went absolutely viral. It's had almost 7 million views, and it's dog looks a little bit like Bailey.
Yeah? Oh, look at it.
Yeah.
What kind of box is he wearing?
It's an ambulance dog.
Oh, God.
And I think the audio is
like a siren? That's funny.
And it's got a flashing collar. And there's the box, the emergency ambulance.
Oh, I love the flash that adds to it.
It really
That's
does.
Great.
That's cool. On my Facebook page as well. And we're going to get Jay Quellen and Steven on. Can you send me that?
Yes, Sam. I'm creating the post right now, and you can share it if you want.
We're going to do a conundrum. This is going to be tough. This is going to be tough. You are roughly 30% likely to call in sick if you do this on a regular basis. Again, researchers say you're 30% less likely to call in sick if you do this on a regular basis.
Interesting.
I can tell you, I can't tell you what is this, but I can tell you it's... What was that?
Not that. Is, hey, by the way, the Steven spells his name with PH or V, or without PH. Steven can be spelled.
I think it's a V. Hang on.
I think so, too.
Hang on. All you got to do is
there's
check.
There's probably 80,000 photos of Steven on Jeffrey's face.
It's all. Yeah, no. I think it's fine. I'll check real quick and see. A V.
Okay. All right.
I was pretty sure, but we don't want to get that one wrong. At Food Outlet this week, every week they have specials, but everything, every day, every week is cost plus 10%. I urge you to at least consider doing your big weekly grocery shop there once and compare the prices you pay, like New York strips are $4.74 a pound. There's a butcher at Food Outlet who will cut those to whatever thickness you prefer. And that number starts with a 5 or higher, easily, probably closer to $10.99 a pound at the big chains. All beef, all chicken, all pork products. Pork chops, $1.58. Those are boneless USDA pork chops, $1.58 a pound. So you'll save in the meat department right away. Ballpark Franks, the big package of those, $1.95. I've seen them at $4 in the chains. That's crazy. Why spend that kind of money? You'll save in the fresh fruits and vegetables, dairy everywhere, and Food Outlet. Three locations on Highway 14 in Millbrook, 720 East Main, just west of 31 in the preferred community, and 439 Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. I'm there every Sunday morning without fail, and I like saving money too. I figure about easily, on the low end, about $600 to $800 a year, because I'm there every single week at least once. All right, again, researchers say you're 30% less likely to call in sick if you do this on a regular basis. What is this? We would like to know at 272-9228. 272-9228.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. If you are on I-65 northbound exiting to I-85, as you come around the ramp onto 85, there's a disabled 18-wheeler on your right. Use caution there. We have a new accident, Vaughn Road in front of Catholic High School. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. 3200 block of Fernway Drive, an overturned vehicle, an injury with that accident. Emergency units are on the way there. We still have a little bit of a backup on the Eastern Boulevard at Wares Ferry. We had an accident there earlier. Use caution as you head through there. And keep it here for more traffic updates. During the month of November, Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter saying no. No to down payments, no to payments for 90 days, and no hassle buying. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Let's face it, we all get on the tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
All right. I think we've finally done it. I think we've hit the impossible conundrum. It's a good one, but nobody's called yet.
The impossible conundrum.
Yesterday, we're calling before I repeated it the second time. So what's going on out there? What gives people? Researchers say you're 30% less likely to call in sick if you do this on a regular basis. And what this is...
Not that.
Okay. No, it's not that. But it's not real obvious. I don't know. What do you think?
I think this donut is delicious. That's what I think.
What?
I didn't say anything.
Keto donut. Your keto donut?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't see that. I didn't see that.
This is a box of temptation.
You don't have to worry about it. I can take that box of temptation downstairs if you'd like.
No, don't take it down just yet.
There's still perfectly good tops that need eating.
I sheared the top off with my teeth.
I want some so bad.
Just get enough of the top part of the donut with the frosting. It's not that bad. I'll show you. See this white one here?
Yeah, yeah.
I know, watch.
Okay, what are you going to do? Look at you.
See?
Now you're going to put that perfectly good donut back in the box? Don't. Is that what you're going to do?
No, I'm not going to do that.
That's funny.
Oh, the sugar is amazing. Last thing, please. All right, we do have some calls on this conundrum now. We'll go to Kathy. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think? What is this thing that researchers say if you do it on a regular basis?
Hold up. Yeah. Hey, Kathy, didn't you win this week already?
Kathy, hello.
Kathy, you there?
Yeah, on the conundrum.
Yeah.
You can only win...
you got to wait 2 weeks before you can win again.
I mean, we'll let you guess if you want.
Yeah, take a guess.
You can guess. Go ahead.
Okay, vitamin C.
Vitamin C, that's okay. It's a good guess. It's not the one we're looking for, though.
Just wanted to be careful, that's all.
Thanks.
That's all.
Okay.
All right.
You'll be a winner again.
I love Kathy, and I love her participation.
Right, and I'm not trying to, it's just, those are the rules.
She's probably listening to Bubba now.
He's got the same rules.
I just almost choked on coffee.
Hey there, Ralphie boy.
Hey, I had the same guess, vitamin C or eat an orange.
Okay, that's good. That's not it.
Yeah,
this is something you might do in the morning, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something. I got one more guess.
Well, you got to call back.
No,
can only do one guess.
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, wait a minute. That's right.
You can put him on hold.
You got to put him on hold.
And then we'll let Don and John.
Stand by.
He's probably going to go listen to Bubba now.
All right.
Don,
hi.
How about drink coffee?
Drink coffee. Now you're talking. That's not the answer we're looking for, but.
We appreciate the effort. 272-9228. John.
Good morning.
Hey.
Exercise.
Yes. I've heard of that.
It's interesting. Now, you might want to do this after you exercise.
Oh, I...